First of all, there's what we call worship itself, worship proper. And this is, of course, addressed principally to the Buddha, not just to the human historical figure, but to the Buddha as the symbol, the representative of the ideal of enlightenment itself. And when we perform puja, or when we adopt the attitude of worship within our own hearts, it means that we recognize with deep devotion, with great reverence, with awe, if you like, the sublimity, the worthiness, the value of this ideal of gaining, of attaining enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And feeling in this way, feeling so strongly, so powerfully, so profoundly, filled, if you like, with this devotion, or with its adoration, we cannot but make offerings. We cannot but give something. And the most common, the most popular offerings, as I'm sure you know, are flowers, lights, and incense, though there are indeed many other things. And these are offered before the Buddha image, symbolizing or representing, if you like, our attitude, our feeling of worship, of devotion, even, as I've said, of adoration for that ideal, that as yet very distant ideal of supreme enlightenment. So this is the puja, the worship.